Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. This is Mr. Evan Brooks. How is everyone doing today? That's real good. I'd like to have everyone know that this show is called Nothing But the Truth. We talk about nothing but the truth. And today's date is November 6, 2011. I know I kept pushing back the show, but I want to make sure I have all the right material to get you ready to go, to get you in tune, get you in lock with what we're going to talk about. I really want y'all to know the show's been going on for about 4 years. We talk about relationships, the issues that revolve around them, whether you're looking for Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, if you're looking to get out of a sticky situation, or you're looking to avoid to get into a sticky situation, we got you right here. Now, I would like to point out some of the things that been brought up to me. It's about dealing with romance, as dealing with as far as folks wanted to know where we stand at on the show. The show will continue to keep running as long as possible. I'm not going to stop the show. As a matter of fact, I got in contact with Miss Lisa, as you recall, back in 2009. Miss Lisa was helping to promote the show. She went off, did some research, you know, worked on her acting, modeling career. And she still does that. And she's going to be able to come back on the show and hook us up right there. For your information, guests, you can get into the chat room tonight. I have Blog Talk Radio chat room for Nothing But the Truth open right now. And you can call in to listen. The number to call in to listen is 646-716-7911. Again, 646-716-7911. If you want to send out emails to us as far as wanting us to aim to a certain way as far as doing a show, you want us to bring up a show issue to talk about or a topic to talk about, the email address is mb_truth@yahoo.com. Now, let me give you an introduction because I really want to talk about a little bit of everything. I want to talk about a true life story that I got from one of my listeners, and it's really scary. But I'll give you an update as far as what I'm talking about here. Let me give you a clip of it. Stand by.
A look that led to an evening.
So you're attracted to each other at the party, that was obvious. As you're on for the night, that's also obvious.
A mistake he'd regret all his life.
And where's your wife?
Being a naughty boy. I don't think having dinner with anybody's a crime.
I've got to see you.
It's gonna stop.
No, it's not gonna stop. It's gonna go on and on.
She keeps calling me apart.
Hello?
Every time Beth answers the phone, she hangs up. I'm scared, Jimmy.
Will you play fair with me?
You have an affair with her.
I'll play fair with you.
Attractions, real life fatal attractions, though. You ever wonder if it could happen? Well, I'm going to give you these types of situations that happen every day and a story that I got from a young man not too long ago tonight. We'll discuss the real life fatal attractions. It's tough and it's scary, but do not run away tonight. I want you to tune in right now. We're going to lace you up with some real deep knowledge about fatal attractions. I don't want you to get caught up in a situation or hemmed up or even hurt or kill or anyone like that. So let me start off with you here. Okay, real life fatal attractions. I know you know some of these movies. Well, basically, you have Fatal Attraction, which I played a trailer of, Misery, Thin Line Between Love and Hate, Obsession. Okay, let me give you the definition of what a fatal attraction is in my own opinion. Fatal attraction, it don't have to necessarily deal with you cheating on your spouse or anything like that. It's dealing with either a male or a female that's in a situation that, well, they don't want to be with their other partner right there. It might be like they just fell out, you know, they want to break off, but that one person do not want to let go. And they give a scenario as far as, if I can't have you, no one else can. Or you will pay for leaving me. Does that sound familiar? I know some people laugh about that, but they won't be ignored, just like Glenn Close was saying in her character. She won't be ignored. Crazy shit like that happens. Now, you want to be careful how you approach these type of folks. The story starts off with this one guy. He was dating a girl for about 3 years, three, 4 years. And, you know, they were dating, whatever. He got a job. They were having a little issues, whatnot, here and there, but nothing too big. As couples will have issues. It's when he moved up to wherever he had to go to for his new job, that's when things started to get really, really interesting. And what I mean interesting is like, bitch got psycho. End up being that, you know, he couldn't take it no more. He was tired of it. He didn't want to deal with it as far as being in a situation like that anymore. And he broke it off with her. He broke it off with her clean, cut, and smooth. No, later on, we met someone, moved on. Happened to be crazy. Didn't want to let go. She seen him with the lady and start making random phone calls, start trying to come to the house unannounced, trying to come see the guy while he was with his woman. And she wouldn't let him go. She even had, like, called his job, tried to say he hit on her, knocked her teeth out, pulled her hair out, ripped it out, even though that wasn't the case. And I can believe him, because this dude was, like, smoking, like, 10 cigarettes, like in 30 minutes. So I was like, what the hell, you know? And it's scary. So what it led to is that he had to get a restraining order on her. Police came up there, this and that. You know, police might have laughed about it, but it's not funny if you think about it. Someone's trying to come near you or your loved ones. The girl even tried to use her car as a battery ram to try to kill the guy. Seen him with that girl. Couldn't take it. Tell him, I can't have you, no one can. Even though it made a clear cut. She tried to play off, say, let's be friends. She said, well, we can spend the night with each other. He said, no. If we want to be friends, we'll be friends. But I don't really want to be your friend now because you're crazy. She didn't want to hear that. She tried everything in the book to try to get him. Now, he broke it off clean cut. He did what he could. But I want to school you on that situation right there. Don't get your ass caught up in there. I don't want you to be caught up in a situation where you can't get out of it. You don't understand what's going on with the situation. Let's first talk about how to prevent yourself getting in that situation. Fatal attraction. A fatal attraction. You know, it could have been that you weren't clear enough. In order to understand what a fatal attraction is, you have to know who you're dealing with. Listen to what that person is telling you. Find out. Don't judge. I'm not telling you to, yeah, I accept her for who he is. Hell no. Don't. You might have a damn guy, Ike Turner. You know, that was a fatal attraction. Y'all don't think about that, do y'all? That shit was crazy, you know. You know, the thing is, you don't want to risk yourself to being there. You know, this person might talk about self-abuse. You know, try to put that person in jail that they once loved. Try to mess up their life in order to make them feel better. And I think it's actually a disorder. You know how to say love is infatuating? You know, love will make you do crazy things. And it's a break-off period. Once you wither down, like as far as you heard Michael Douglas was saying, what if she doesn't calm down? What then? What do I do? There are people at that point where they say, I'm not calming down. This is not going to happen. They don't want to face reality. They do not want to face the truth. They'd rather walk in a lie, a deadbolt lie, saying, well, he still love me, or she still love me. She don't know what she's thinking. Maybe they on some drugs or something. Maybe they taking medication, you know. You know, maybe it's that time of the month. They don't know. They don't. Maybe their mind ain't right because of that. So, a fatal attraction between an individual and someone or something that is so strong, the individual lacks reason and logic in their thinking when dealing with their attraction. The subject is often someone or something that will have a negative impact on the individual. So in that case, with that person, this person lost their damn mind. For the guy that contacted me and told me this stuff, he had to look through windows, peepholes, everything like that. He didn't trust anything, you know. It's very spooky. It's very startled. Now, again, if you're listening, you're calling in, number is 646-716-7911. I see people are calling in right there. I'm going to still keep going on, and I'm allowed to take in callers in the next few minutes. I want to point out another thing about that. With that fatal attraction, it's no joke as far as, you know, people laugh about it, joke about it. It's not. How does it begin? First off, it didn't start off with you. If you met someone that's in this situation, it's kind of nuts. It didn't start off with you. It started off with someone long before you got into the picture, and she had resentment for it, and she or he, I got to stop saying she because they can be both situations. They never got over that situation, and they coping through the situation through you, saying, well, that ain't going to happen in this relationship. I'm going to make sure. And you can't control a relationship like that. It takes two people to put in a relationship and make it work together. In order for you to have a successful relationship, it just can't be a one-way thing. It has to be two ways. Both of you have to tune in together and combine your efforts. This person don't believe in it. This person believes it's my way or the highway. They will cut your dick off. You got to be cautious. Remember, what was it, Lorraine Bobbitt, whatever her name is? Yeah. Dude was doing his shit. She had a fatal attraction, cut his dick off. Well, y'all might not remember. Y'all might be too young, but I remember that shit. She threw the dick out the window, and she was like, oh, well, and walked around like, oh, well, I did it. And some girls are, hey, high five. There ain't no high five. You can't cut. I saw this man's thing blow up the other day, you know? That ain't good. You know, that's not good. I'm digressing. But anyway, you do not want to be in a tight-ass situation like that. So the person starts talking. You go through a history. Hey, what happened to this in your relationship? And the person gets really, really mad and starts getting angry when they tell the story. Next question should be, how long did your date? Okay. You're trying to get a census of what's going on. You're asking opening questions right here. You don't want to be there and be closed-minded and be judgmental. Right now, it's not the time. You're still trying to figure out the aim on this person. And then figure out, you know, what was the wrong things they did. Now, if they say they didn't do anything wrong, they're fucking lying, okay? Both parties did something wrong. Whether that one person didn't put in enough time, this person was too controlling. Everyone's at fault here. Again, remember I say it's a tag team effort. Now, if you choose this mission, I advise against it. If you choose to get in something like that, I wouldn't go sleep in the bed with them. Because, I mean, that can lead on something too. If you're going to do that, you need to be clear as far as what your intentions are. And usually, you tell them that they won't sleep with you. But if you sit there and say, baby, I'm going to marry you. We're going to have, like, babies. We're going to get this big house, this and that. Or, honey, I want to be the perfect wife for you. I'm going to cook and clean, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But she's doing something different, like stalking you at your workplace and calling your job every day. You know, that ain't good. To where he at? I need him. Ah! You know. You don't want that. I had that happen with people I used to work with. Had a friend that used to work with me. He almost got fired for it, too. Every 30 minutes, she'd call wanting to know what the hell he's doing. And he was on the sales floor with me. He had to sell those phones. But no, that couldn't happen. He almost got fired. He had to cut her ass off. You know, had to get the yellow pages on her ass. You know. Next question I have for you is like, what are the things to do when you realize you are in this situation? You know you're in this situation. You got to cut it off clean. You have to cut it off clean. Whether you like that or you don't want to do it, you got to do this. In order for you to do this, you have to make it clear. You have to be like, look, I'm not going to sit here and put myself in a situation. Because as you sit around and play around with it, and you got a serious job, you know, things like that, you don't want to lose your job. You don't want to be in a situation where you get in trouble. You don't want to lose what is good to you. You know, like he said, he didn't want to lose his wife. He didn't want to lose his family. Even if you're in a situation where you don't got that going on, you just need to break it off. That means changing your phone number, changing the locks on your door, changing your house. I mean, if you're living in an apartment, move the hell out. Get some guard dogs, whatever. And I know y'all laugh at that, but I'm just being real with you. you know, what do you do once you get out of a situation like this? If you do get out of a situation like this successfully, don't look back. Don't have no resentment saying, damn, maybe I was too harsh, male or female. Yeah, if you got an Ike Turner swooping your ass, telling him to eat the cake and stuff, that don't mean that he loves you. I mean, if he's smacking you around and saying, you know, I'm going to put gasoline on you, or I'm gonna fuck you up, or I'm gonna cut your tires up, you're gonna be to me, I'm gonna shoot you if you don't come to me, and I catch you with another dude, I'm gonna slash your throat. That's not love. Realize that's not love. That's murder. that's attempted murder. That's number one, or first degree murder, actually. You don't want to get caught up in that. You need to turn that around, you know. You don't want to be in a situation where your life is threatened. Another question that a lot of people want to know is, how long should you take before you get into another relationship? I think that's an open question right there. As far as, like, open answer, it depends how you feel. How much time did you spend with this person? Did you spend 6 months with them? Did you spend 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, so forth? The longer time you are with that person, it's going to be a little bit longer as far as you calming down. Now, for the ladies, I know that sounds crazy, but y'all going to be paranoid. Y'all not going to trust the next dude initially if you didn't resolve the issue. And I would recommend not to jump in a relationship until that's resolved within you. You have to heal yourself in order to know yourself and be able to do what's right. You don't want to be there jumping into a relationship thinking everything's going to be A-OK. And then you still got issues, not because the guy you're talking to is wrong, it's just that your mind is not registering. Like, this is not the relationship of your past. This is a new relationship, a different guy. Callers, if you want to go ahead and call in, the lines are open now. Now, I will accept questions and comments. I will be here right now, actually. So, hey, the number is 646-716-7911. Again, callers, call in at 646-716-7911. If you're already on here, if you want to flag me now, let me know and I'll put you on air. Now, again, some people like that. I forgot to bring that out. Some people like thrills like that, but once you get older, once you become a more mature adult, once you know the legal system, especially your black guy, you don't want to get hemmed up in no jail or no dumb shit like that. Ladies, you got to be able to be clear and concise on what you want. If you know you talking to some big thug or whatnot, and you talking about like a roughneck, and he gives you black eyes, and you talking about, oh, I fell down some steps, I'm not going for it. I'm not going for it. Guys, if you getting your ass whooped, now, I knew a guy got his ass whooped. I told you about that a couple of years ago, about one of my friends, his family. His mom is like 6'8", and his stepdad's 4'11". And she used to whoop up on his ass every day. He kind of looked like a little baby doll in the wedding picture, but she whooped on his ass. It wasn't a fatal attraction. It dealt with abuse. And again, fatal attraction, fatal means death right there. Like, fatal. If you swallow, it's fatal. You know, you don't want no one to pour acid on your car. You don't want no one to cut your tires or in your career or get you messed up and hurt your family. You don't want your kids to be hurt. If you got kids, I know some of y'all do have kids out there, and I know you are dealing with situations right there. If you think I'm not reflecting, thinking about what you're going to do, I really am. My situation with this is that I had a close encounter like that when I was in college. There was one girl, I wasn't even talking to her like that. I was sitting there freshman year chilling first week orientation. And I used to call her China White because she had a little headband chilling on there. And I asked her for a phone number, not to go or just to hang out with her. And she said, let me think about it. Okay, I'll give you my number. I didn't call her because I got busy or whatever. But she happened to see me. I said, hey. But she happened to see me with another friend of mine, which happened to be a female, which was my tutor. She grabbed my ass, sent me all the way down to her room, and slammed the door in my face, telling me, take that, motherfucker. So I was like, okay. If that's what you want, go ahead. So I'm thinking it's over. No. She came out there with her Ford Mustang, 2001 Ford Mustang. Rrr, rrr. Now, get this, she was 4'11", too, so. So, rrr. I dove and jumped into the bushes, and she said, motherfucker, I see you, I'm going to hit you. And that wasn't even the thing. I wouldn't even talk to her like that. Like I said, I did not call her. I was just chilling. So it depends with the caliber of the person. I don't want y'all to sit there and think, you know, oh, that's crazy. It won't happen to me. You don't know who you're going to get. And I know some of y'all be dating those girls up in the club, guys, and ladies, you meet those guys. Because, you know, Ike Turner wasn't an ugly dude. You know, Tina Turner, if you look at pictures of Tina Turner and Ike Turner, that was a pretty couple. He wasn't looking all crazy like he do now. You know, them drugs did him like that, you know. But the whole situation about that is that it don't matter how you look, whether you're a good-looking person or you're an ugly person. If you get yourself in a situation and you know what's happening, because you can look at the news and stuff. You can hear about a love triangle, or you can look at the Wii channel and look at not lockdown. Lockdown talks about that stuff too. Almost got away with it. You can look at women who go wrong or women go bad and snap. Snap is a good one. Where she's like, I'm tired of my husband, or I want to be with this man. I'm going to kill my husband. I mean, fatal attractions are no joke. And if you get yourself in a situation like that, do get help immediately. Do not get yourself caught up in a situation that you can't get out of, and your life is in danger. I know I keep going over and over about that, but I know that people who actually got hurt, I know that people who got set up, got killed, lost their lives, is not something to really play around with. If you got the means to get out of the relationship, get out. If you got to get help, it's nothing wrong, guys, to ask help. If you got to call the police. Some guys say, well, I'm a man. I can handle the situation. No, something wrong with that, man. You just got to get the law on your side because you can't sit there and go smack a bitch. You can't do no shit like that. And she get acting crazy because you know what? Then the law's going to be flipped on because she's going to be like, well, he hit me. And you're going to, yeah, I hit her. They're going to lock your ass up and then someone's going to tear your ass cheeks up in jail. So you don't want that. So let's just be real with one another. Well, this is the conclusion of the show. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. I know a lot of people are being shy tonight, but I saw people coming in, and now I'm sorry I didn't get to you. Not next week's show. In 2 weeks, I'll be back with some more shows, and I will give you some better ideas as far as what to deal with. I know I was talking to Lisa about some of the shows that we should talk about, and I want to shoot these to you right now as far as what I'm thinking that we should talk about. Now, it might blow your mind. You might start crying. I don't want you to get caught up, but I got some deep shit right here for you. Let's see. I got something dealing with class and session. You know, what's wrong with being more than friends? You know, is it right? Is it wrong? You know, domestic abuse. I will have Alexis K. Tyler come back on here. She's going to do a show with me. We're going to be talking about that again. I want to sit there and really get y'all going. I really want y'all to know what's going on. Do women know what they want? That's going to be another topic. Do men know what they want? You know, I always got to have a coin. It's got to be two sides to this because we really need to know what's going on in your head. Because a lot of people don't know what they want. They can sit there and tell you what's going on. How many babies would you like to have with a guy that you're talking to? Is babies a situation that's going to stop you from being married? When is it the right time to be in a relationship? These are just typical examples of what my show will be talking about and what we'll be going forth and bringing out. Now, again, you can get this show and the shows that's been broadcast for the past 4 years on www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_true/B. We also got the radio buttons. People that are listening to the show, grab the buttons and start putting them on to your webpage. Start letting your friends listen to the show. I have a lot of good shows that make you laugh and make you just want to lose your mind. But I'm going to keep it real with you because I don't got time to play with your ass. I mean, you don't come play with me, I won't play with you, you know. My whole situation about this show is that I really want to reach people's minds out there. I really want you to seek out what we're talking about. Now, for most of you, I want you to know that you're able to do anything that you want to. Don't let no one tell you that you can't. As for our relationship, your relationship's supposed to enhance you. It doesn't supposed to downgrade you. I don't care what anyone say. But honestly, if, like I say, if you want to contact us by my email, nb_true@yahoo.com, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio and look up Nothing But The Truth and send me a message. I know a lot of people out there send me messages talking about the show, wanting to know what they can do. Alexis K. Tyler will be coming on the show, and she will be up in New York doing promotion. I will have further information for that as well, too. Alexis was on the show a couple of years ago, and we reached up to, like, I don't know, about 7,000, 8,000 people listening to that show that night. She brought in the rain. Now, I really do want to set up a panel. I want to have an all-women's panel. I'm looking for radio hosts, book authors, people that are in universities that would like to be on there, and I will select on who I want to have on this panel. It's going to be a six-woman panel. I'm going to have a six-guy panel, but I want to talk about these topics as far as what's going on in relationships, particularly black relationships, too. A lot of people don't talk about it. You don't hear that on mainstream. You don't hear that. You always hear about some crazy stuff on TV, how they paint people to look crazy or whatnot. But I really want to talk about black relationships. I want to talk about the black family unit. You know, you don't see that on TV. You always try to play it as if, oh, you're a baby mama. And you hear people say that shit at work. Oh, you ain't got no baby. You ain't no baby daddy. Or, you know, I'm not no baby daddy. Why I got to be a baby daddy? Because that's what you're seeing on TV. That's what you're thinking that black people only can do. They can't have a regular family or a husband, wife, kids. Trust me, it's very real. They just don't put it on TV because that's just the motivators. But I'm digressing. But I want you to tune in. I'll be back in 2 weeks. I'm going to have more in detail to show you what we're talking about. I want you to make sure, again, if you have questions, you have any issues, you contact me. I'll be here for you. I will get to you, and we'll get this show going. Let me know what you think about the show as far as what your thoughts about it, what you think we should work on, what you would like to have on there, because I'm opening the floor back up to all the radio hosts that did shows with me in the past and new ones that listen to the show. I'm back. I'm coming back live. I'm about to take back the airwaves. Nothing But The Truth is the truth when it comes to relationships. You stay tuned. We'll be here. Other than that, I got a special song for you special freaks out there, because I know that's what y'all on.
Now when freaks get dressed to go out, out at night. They like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts. Real tight pants, pressed mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their head, and you can just about find a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life. They might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I can buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on white. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.